Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Europe, hello music people. Welcome to a new Spanish edition of Indire, Independent Radio Exchange. This is Sonia Morales.
This is Rafa Sanchez and Nuria Magic Finger Gonzalez managing the sound control. Welcome to the Spanish alternative and underground scene from the studios of Onda Local de Andalucía.
And dear listener, as we are in March, and March is the month of women, we are going to offer you a program full of female artists, female power.
Yeah, girl power rules. We open with María José Márquez Suárez, also known as Dalila. Lover by the day and electronic music promise by night. She claims that breakbeat and techno have never disappeared.
She's from Pilas, a town next to Sevilla, and this is her latest track, called Otra Ciudad, Another City.
Continue in Andalusia with the music of Carmen Shia, a young rapper who mixes her flow with Spanish folklore and a touch of flamenco.
Well, we introduced you to Carmen Shia in one of our 2023 shows. She's a musician and an activist who is gradually connecting with a whole generation that vindicates the Andalusian legacy from the underground. This is her latest single, Mami Mami.
Carita que no es respeto, es miedo. A tu cantante favorito le gustan menores, le quedan cuatro pelos. Por eso hay carteles que parecen vertederos. Amigos de sus amigos agresores, porque son buenos raperos. En gloria con la olla, chup, chup, chup. Me da pereza tu cara, tú, crew. ¿Que de qué coño vienes a presumir tú? A babuchazo, nene, pa' quitarme de encima la cruz. Con pasa montaña en la sobremesa. Por fuera navajera, por dentro albahaca fresca. A hierro, hermana, de Dali, bandana. Que la re andaluz, al andaluz vandal.
Carmen Chia again, also featured on Califato 3+4 latest album, El Clavo de Libertad. Califato also belongs to this trend that vindicates Andalusian legacy. This electroflamenco band from Sevilla has had changes in their lineup, and they had just released an album full of powerful collaborations on February the 29th.
Carmen Chia appears in Califato 3+4 album together with the rap crew from Jerez a Bocajarro. The song is called De La Frontera.
Aquí nos gusta vivir, no nos gusta mucho trabajar, pero hay que trabajar y casi no hay pa' vivir. Nos gusta salir, sentir la cara al solecito. No nos gusta el champán, nos gusta el mosto fresquito. Nos queremos caviar, aquí somos más de pringar. Y de papa está con todo lo que le pueda echar. Y de flaco helado con sabor amontillado. Queremos flaco helado con sabor amontillado, carao. Menos misiles y más pavía de bacalao. Habría que hacer menos misiles y más pavía de bacalao. Menos misiles y más pavía de bacalao. Viva el Pali, San Pablo, la isla y los naraos.
En tierra empobrecía la pena se quita.
¡Viva la gitana en Berrensina!
No puedes fingir la voz, lo que no tiene su dueño. Tu acento es artificial, si no te duele en el pellejo. Si recoges sin sembrar, que nunca te faltó el dinero. La Chía y a Bocajarro, el duende incrustado en el pecho. Que me duele la boca de decir lo que estoy mala. Mala de los nervios, tacón y pantalón de chanda. Me dile a todos esos raperos que yo no busco la fama. Quiero que agachen cabeza, pidan perdón a mi hermana. Agua, que arte más grande. Humildad y coraje me dejaron de herencia a mi padre. Hierba buena y corazón sin guión ni largometraje. Más te vale que no romanticen la pobreza de mi clase. Esta tía tiene mucha cara, poca vergüenza. Déjate vampina, pon al torta esa. Esta tía está cabrea desde la Santa Cena. Pone a todo el mundo derecho, me tenís el coño como una verbena.
Me tenís el coño como una verbena, hermano, hinchao.
Arsa que toma, ponte una de esas. Besito y abrazo con sabor a versa. La frontera de Picasso, balupeo de la paquera. La Chía y a Bocajarro en el Califato repartiendo la manteca.
En tierra y pobrecía la pena se grita. Estoy en la frontera. Lloro por alegría.
Aquí se viene a morir, oh puta, no a veranear.
Pues toma.
are listening to Bang. The song belongs to the album Ahora by the garage crowd rock band Melenas. If you're following our shows, we already introduced you to them during the Indire Week last October. Melenas is a band from Pamplona in the north of Spain, formed by four women: Oiana, guitar and singer; Leire, bass; Maria, keyboards; and Laura, drums.
Their last album can be considered one of the best alternative albums of the last 2023, in our humble opinion. In terms of alternative music, we are presenting you a success story that may encourage other European musicians.
Será mejor dejarlo, será mejor no escucharlo, será mejor callarnos, será mejor seguir andando, el tiempo es nuestro y no te doy ni un rato.
Precisely, we have Laura Torre, the drummer, one of their members, with us to tell us more about them, about Melenas. Hi Laura, welcome to Indire.
Hello, thank you for having us, having me.
Thank you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. First things first, Laura, could you tell our European friends about your beginnings? How did you meet and decided to start a band?
Okay, well, we were in France at the beginning. We just knew each other because, you know, Pamplona is not a very big city. It's a small town. So we used to go to the same bars and the same venues. We used to hang out, you know, like in the same places because we love the music, and we always went to concerts. And it's like when you go to the same places in a small town, you meet all the time the same people. So we started to talk and everything. And well, we were always watching concerts. We were always at the first row. And we were like, I don't know, and we also had a lot of friends who were in bands. So, you know, it was like in the environment, okay? Mm-hmm. So one day, I think that it was Maria who started to talk to Oiana, and she was like, okay, but I really want to make a band. And Oiana was like, wow, I just started to write some songs, because Oiana had a, you know, a musical formation, a musical training, because as she was younger, she studied violin. Oh, and well, she was like, I have started to play with the guitar and I have some songs, so I really want to try. And Maria was like, okay, let's do it. Maria didn't know how to play anything, but she was totally into it. So it was like, I don't mind, I will find my way, you know. And Maria told me, because he already knew me, and I was already a drummer, not a very professional, a very amateur drummer, because I didn't have a musical training or anything, but I had experience in some bands. I played in Panty Pantera some mm-hmm. years ago, a band that I had with Amaya of Kokoska and Adri from Tremenda Trementina, mm-hmm. and I also played in Rio Arga, so I had some experience. And then we decided to tell it to Leire, because we knew that he knew a little about playing bass, and he had already been into different bands. So it was like okay, I think that we can get on well each other, so let's do it. And we were super excited. And I don't know, in general, it was possible, because we had a lot of friends who were into music too, and it was like, let's do it too.
So a bunch of friends, very young, who wanted to do music. Some of them, they knew how to do something, and some of them learned how to do it, no? And
yeah.
Laura, you told us before the show that you received a good support in Pamplona, in your city, to release your eponymous album, the first album called Melenas Like You, in 2017. Can you tell us about that exciting period for the band, and about that alternative scene in your hometown?
Yes, of course. Well, we started to rehearse after these conversations I told you in the summer of 2016, I think. And we started to rehearse a lot and very consistently because we were super excited about it. And also we had friends who had who were like supporting us at the beginning and making things like easier for us. Mm-hmm. So we started to work really hard, and then we had our first concert this year at the end of the year, and we started to record some songs also at the end of that year. So it was kind of fast, and this is a feeling that we still have, no? That we we are always like going forward, and it's always kind of fast, but at the same time, I don't know, not in a bad way. You know, things are happening all the time, but it we don't feel rushed,
like,
you know?
Like organically, no?
Yes, yes, and naturally, no? It's always like very natural. So in on the next year, which was 2017, we released our debut album, and thanks to the support of some independent labels, as Elsa Records in Donosti and Snap in Barcelona, and the support was super important to start. And I don't know, everything started to go to be like to turn really well, because a lot of people bought our LP. In fact, it was sold out very soon, and we were like, what is happening, no? And it was, everything was very surprising. And well, I don't know. And about the scene in Pamplona, it's true that we were surrounded by a lot of people who were in bands, no? The alternative scene in Pamplona was kind of rich, especially from the 80s, at the beginning with some bands like Los Bichos, and then in the 90s with Bitter Souls or Ritual del Habitual, Souvenir, Germán Carrascosa, and then later Karatekas, Exnovios, Kokoska, and some of them were our friends. So it was, they also made it possible. When you see around you people that maybe don't have a very specific musical training, but they are in bands and they play, they make you feel like it's possible, no?
Yeah.
And yes, it was like a super good environment for us. And well, also now in Pamplona there are a lot of exciting new projects, like for example in the urban music, Chill Mafia, Ben Yard, and in punk, Touchers, for example, or Borla or Hughes. It's always something, there's always something happening, no? And a lot of, also there's a like a radio right now in the street, and there are a lot of DJs. I don't know, to be,
I think it's similar to Granada, which is not deep down, but it's a strong musical scene, you know?
Yes, totally. And there's like a lot of proposals. I don't know, there's always things happening, maybe too many sometimes. But it's I don't know, it's exciting, and it's like, I don't know, you learn a lot from people that are around
so you.
We feel lucky about it.
And Laura, your first album was a sold out, and your second one, Días Raros, Strange Days in English, had a lot of success too, due to your creativity, of course, but also you are talking about the good work from Spanish alternative labels and internationally by the label Traveling Mind Records. What did that mean for Melenas? Do you consider Spanish alternative artists have wide range of support in this sense?
Yes, as I was saying, we feel very lucky with all this support from the beginning. First with Elsa and Snap, and later with Traveling Mind, which was like a dream to us, because imagine a little band from Pamplona that suddenly receives or gets attention from this alternative label from Chicago. And a lot of artists that we liked, like Mikael Cronin or Damio Onatenda Ana, were in this label at the beginning or even now, no? And it was like amazing for us and super important, because it gives you more visibility. And also, well, with Elsa, with all of them, and also with Mushroom Pillow nowadays, We feel that this kind of label are super respectful with us, with our creative process. They don't have rush. They let us to have our own time, no? We can make whatever we want. They don't push us to do something, I don't know, imagine more commercial or more. No, they let us free, no? And that's the great thing of being maybe in this kind of industry, which we all know how it is, and being supported by this kind of labels is like fundamental to us, because they let us grow, and at the same time they let us be whatever we want to be. And well, in Spain nowadays, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but I have the feeling that small labels are struggling a lot. It's not very easy for them, because big labels and majors and multinationals are really powerful, so it's very difficult for a small label to find their ways in this industry. So I don't know, I think that it's very important to support them too, and they have to exist. They are super necessary for the artists, and they do an amazing job, so please.
So it's a good thing to know that there are music lovers that support the work of the independent artist. And mm-hmm. We wanted to know for our audience that Melenas is going to tour this soon around Europe with their last album called Ahora, which means now in English. And we would like to know, when will you start, and will you visit some countries where Indire is listened to?
Yes. Okay, so we have already toured a lot with our new album, because the tour started in October, and we have already visited some European cities like Paris or Munich. But now, and we also have done like a little tour last February, in the northwest of France, and in Brussels, and in the egg, Laia. And now we have like the big European tour. We are super excited about it, and it's going to start in the 28th of this month, of March. And we are going to visit, well, a lot of different cities in France, like Bordeaux, Lyon, Volvic, Paris, and then we go to London, and then we go to Antwerp in Belgium, then Amsterdam, then Germany, with Hamburg, Berlin, Prague. Prague is in the Czech Republic, sorry. Of course, I was like in the list, you know, sorry. and then Switzerland with Nyon, and then we are going back to Pamplona through France, visiting Grenoble, Perpignan, Toulouse.
So
it's very, very exciting. And then in May we have a lot of dates in Spain, thanks to Girando por Salas. So, and more dates in the summer. So we are like, I don't know, this makes us really happy. So we are really happy right now.
Thank you very much, Laura. We hope you will collect a lot of success in your coming European tour.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Time to rock. If we talk about guitar beats and feminist consciousness, we have to talk about Las Odio. Their third album, Presente Perfecto, has been their recognition of the independent scene.
This track, Presente Perfecto, names the album, and it is a cheerful ode to the passing of time and the balance between fun and learning with an eye in the future.
Thank you.
their new album Las Odio Return to the Rhythm of Power Garage Pop and an electro clash closeness, always recovering the spirit of the Riot Girls of the 90s and with a strong dose of sarcasm in their lyrics.
Moreover, the female quartet talks about issues that touch us all closely: hyperproductivity, precariousness, and uncertain future. A good example of it is the track Autoexplotación, Self-Exploitation. Now, from the north of Spain comes the music of Viuda, a great band made up of four girls whose young age does not prevent them from mixing punk and the folklore of their homeland, Asturias.
We're going to listen to a song in Bable, a language spoken in Asturias in the north. The track is actually a cover of the nursery rhyme by the band Xentiquina. Viuda perverted the lyrics celebrating Halloween. Listen to Una de Mieu.
Desperté en Marbella, subí en un tren y me desperté en Marbella. La noche pasada estaba muy desatada. Subí en tren y me desperté en Toledo. Subí en un tren y me desperté en Toledo. ¿Y dónde quedó el tío que me gustaba? Subí en un tren y ya no volveré a casa. Subí en un tren y me desperté en Granada.
This band you're listening now mixes the world of drag and punk in a new style label called Subnopunk. We are talking about Ruinosa y las Strippers de Rahola from Barcelona. They have compiled their singles in an EP titled Nuestra Infancia Travestida or Transvestite Childhood.
Its members perform under nicknames like Ruinosa, Calva Klein, Nico, Locao, and Jurassic Peak, La Marrana Jurásica, who puts on an ETL mask at the end of the gigs. This track proposes a lysergic train journey. Puta Renfe.
No tengo dinero, por favor. Subí en un tren y me desperté en Sevilla. Subí en tren y me desperté en Sevilla. Y me fui de fiesta con una desconocida. Subí en un tren y me desperté en Pamplona. Subí en un tren y me desperté en Pamplona. Y me preparé para irme a La Rioja. Subí en un tren y ya no volveré a casa. Queda media hora y yo digo, puta Renfe. Hoy otro suicida y digo, puta Renfe. Tarjeta boquilla y digo, puta Renfe. Viene el revisor, ay me cago en Dios. No tengo dinero, por favor. La ginebra con el ron, las pastis con el papel. Qué mala decisión.
Going to get to know a very interesting project that has been recovering the memory of female punk since 2013 and fighting for the feminist punk scene from a do-it-yourself philosophy.
They are Uttersen, a space for activism and an anarcho-feminist self-publishing label working hard for the recognition and visibility of dissident punk artists, especially in Spain.
To learn more about it, we have the creator and founder of Uttersen, Marichu Alonso, on the phone. Welcome to Indire, Marichu.
Hi, thank you very much for inviting me to this space and this interesting conversation.
Thank you very much for being with us and talking about the feminist punk. And first thing first, as we always say, what is Uttersen?
Well, it all started with a theme. And from there, it grew towards organizing events and self-publishing. Right now, Uttersen is a DIY record label and a platform for anarcho, transfeminist, and punk activism, from where talks, workshops, or concerts are organized, as well as noisy and political material is self-published.
So you are very, very punk in that sense, no, about the self publishing and everything. And the origins, how did you say we're going to do this? What were what happened?
Since I founded Uttersen 10 years ago, I always have tried to support queer bands and artists in different ways. And just before the pandemic, I started running also a record label from which to promote and disseminate dissident punk music. So tapes, CDs, and vinyls have been released on a regular basis. And well, you can freely discover and listen to all editions on Bandcamp. I guess you have to start someday and start doing things just because you want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how the label start. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Marichu, how did you support female punk artists as an independent label? What kind of initiative does Utterscene promote?
Well, as I was saying, Utterscene is a very diverse space for organization, editing and care. For example, I try to act as a speaker for other projects with a similar philosophy, and also to weave like a network between the entire scene. So I often post even agendas on Instagram, make scenes, publish new albums or broadcast recent documentaries, to give several examples.
Mm-hmm. Can you, for instance, we know about the fanzine Dare to Be One of Us Girl, or the documentary Una Banda de Desquiciadas about the Las Lolas. Can you talk about these examples?
Well, those are like two projects. First one, Dare to Be One of Us Girl, is a project for Murcia from a big friend of mine, and Anna has done with me like a thing about DIY projects on this region. And on other instance, the documentary Una Banda de Desquiciadas is a new documentary about Las Lolas, a new queer band in Barcelona, and I recommend to go to YouTube and see it. It's freely, yeah, for everyone.
So you support and, you know, you make a very diffusion about all these bands and all the another things about the organization. I can see it's very horizontal. And I would like to know about that, the bands. We are talking about music, about independent music and punk music. Tell us about Utterscene bands and some releases, for example.
Okay, the launch of new bands such as Bitumano, Forogore, or Hydra has been supported. Unreleased recordings such as Voces de Ultratumba or Me Duele el Corazón, that is a new tape that is currently in the factory, have also been rescued from the past. And on the other hand, a relationship is maintained with bands already established within the scene, such as Enhora y sus Vicios or Penadas por la Ley. Well, the truth is that looking back, the repertoire is quite diverse, and so was the richness of the punk scene in Spain, I think.
Mm-hmm. And Marichu, this is a European radio show about the European underground scenes. And from your point of view, how is the Spanish underground scene, especially the feminist punk scene?
I think that punk and feminists in the Spanish state are at a very, very, very strong moment. You only need to take a look at other projects like Rocapunks in Madrid, Artemisia Cult in Madrid, Sorority Glitter in Barcelona, or Abrir las Islas in Miranda de Ebro, to realize that we are here to stay. Mm-hmm. And punk should be for everyone. So if you like it, don't hesitate to start your own band or collective with your friends.
It's wonderful to know that, because I like punk, but Rafa is a punk lover, you know? So, thanks. We have to finish because we did not have much time, but thanks a lot for your time, Marichu. We're going to finish this interview with one of the groups under Utterscene label. They are Endora y sus Vicios, and the song Son Mis Normas. So, we would like to say to you, long life to punk. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening, and see you at a punk concert. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Let's change from feminist punk. Let us now turn to one of the best examples of cultural fusion. We are talking about Restinga, an artist born in Morocco who lives in Sevilla and whose music has no borders.
Her latest single is called No Seas Así, translated as Don't Be Like That, bedroom pop or lo-fi alternative with rhythmic touches of Brazilian funk or Jersey styles electronica. Now we are going to know two musical universes as personal as those of Bronchio and Verde Prato come together in the EP E Romanticismoa. This work unites the north and the south of Spain and was born from a visit of both artists to the Museum of Romanticism. The first preview was the song Maite Nauzu Zeharkatu, as usual in Verde Prato, using her mother language, Euskera, from the Basque Country. She affirms that the lyrics are about a very intense desire for a boy and that the song is full on eroticism and passion.
Thank you.
We're finishing this special show about women of the music in Spain, and we are listening to Las Petunias, the project of Elsa, Natalia and Cecilia, three friends who, at the age of 17, decided to learn how to make music all at once.
They don't mind giving their opinion and telling everyone how they feel about their songs. After their first EP, Nunca Llorado, they are back with this single named Audi Cuatro Latas, in which they talk about their experience in the world of music. Say goodbye to the rhythm of rock and roll with the new queen of Spanish rockabilly, La Perra Blanco. You can find this song, Down and Bound, in her latest album, Get It Out. An amazing long play.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this special on female artists from Onda Local de Andalucía, Nuria González, Rafa Sánchez and Sonia Morales send you a big hug. Be happy and enjoy good music. Bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye.
Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.